Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have Bryant Rasmussen with us, and of course he heads up the Atlantic Parks and Rec. Good morning to you, Bryant.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good as long as I'm inside, but I know you don't agree with that.
Hey, we got plenty of stuff to keep you busy. You know, it's okay to be inside for today, but it's going to get nicer out.
Yes. Yeah, we can't keep doing this really cold stuff, but you know, that's part of winter and a part of the kinds of things you do. So let's talk about one of those things that's coming up tomorrow, January 8th.
So 1 o'clock on January 8th, we're going to be playing a little broom ball. If you've never played broom ball before, it's like hockey, but all you need is a broom. So most people have brooms around their house, so they don't have to worry about that extra equipment. And all you got to do is come down with your fun-loving attitude and willing to run around on some ice and chase a little ball around.
So come down to
the basketball courts at Sunnyside, where the ice skating rink is located.
Okay. Is there an ice skating rink there now?
It is. It's hard. Froze? We were testing it out the other day. We have the goals and everything like that, and it's a lot of fun. And it's something, you know, we have skates that people can check out and hockey gear. And you name it, we have winter recreation for all ages.
But of course, for broom ball, you're not on skates.
You are not. You're just using your shoes. Yep.
That's
boots,
good.
Shoes, whatever it is you wanna play in.
That kind of makes it open to maybe a few more people when you don't have to
Absolutely.
Be on skates. So you know, broom ball, this sounds like something some kids make up and you just say, okay, Bryant, you're gonna do this, but is it bigger than that?
It is. The history of it, it's been around for a while, and universities have actual leagues, and I think Iowa State actually has a intramural broom ball league that they do. It's fun for all ages. I have, you know, my four-year-old has been playing broom ball with us before, up through, you know, my dad plays with us. So anybody can play broom ball as long as you're you know, willing to be a little bit nerdy, I guess. Get out on the ice and use your brooms to play a different version of hockey.
And are you encouraging families to come together to do this?
Absolutely. I'm planning on bringing all three of my kids down to slide around on the ice and have a little fun.
And you divide up into teams?
We'll figure it out. I mean, we're kind of, it just depends
on ever there.
How many people show up, because we have four goals that we can trot out there, so you could have different age groups if there are little kids there. And, you know, so we'll kind of see. This is the first time we've done it, so we don't know, you know, just how many people show up or whatnot,
right.
But it is an absolute hoot to take advantage of, and so we were wanting to get one in and just to try and introduce it.
Yeah, well, sounds like fun, and like you say, no real specialized equipment, so that's a good way to start with the game. So mentioning that it's at the basketball court and ice skating rink, how is the ice skating doing?
Hey, it's ready to go. We've been working for the last week and a half or so to make sure that it's smoothed out and ready to go. And with this colder weather, we have some pretty solid ice for people to take advantage of.
So if there's warm weather, like let's say 40 degrees for 4 days in a row, does that affect the ice skating?
It might a little bit, but it's more the temperature at night, making sure that we can continue to keep that ice solid. Well, so even if it warms up during the day, we should be okay.
Well, ground temp isn't going to change that much.
Exactly.
with some sun, and it just makes it more fun to be out there, I think. So, of course, this is you've got snow equipment. You mentioned the hockey equipment. What other kind of snow equipment do you have?
So we do have sleds, all types of sleds. So we have your saucers and your plastic sleds and whatnot. We do have one tube that so people can check out free of charge to use at all the numerous hills throughout Atlantic. We also do have cross-country skis, the shoes, the poles, everything that you would need, and we clear about 3 miles worth of trails in Sunnyside Park for that. And all of that stuff, like I said, it is free. So all you have to do is contact our office, and we can get you hooked up with whatever it is you're looking for. And if you don't know whether you like it or whether you would enjoy it or whatnot, February 18th, we're planning to partner with Cass County Conservation to have a winter rec day. So they're going to bring all of their snowshoes up. We're going to bring out our cross-country skis, our sleds. If we still have the ice skating rink because of the weather, we'll have our skates out there, everything like that, to give people the opportunity to test something new and find something else that they can enjoy during the wintertime.
And I think it's especially helpful if they want to try something new that they do not have to go out and buy equipment. They can try it out first.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You can try it out for, you know, a few minutes and go, you know what, that's enough, I'm done. You can take it for the weekend. You know, we really don't have any precedent. We just like to see people utilize all of our equipment.
You mentioned they need to contact you. Is there more than one way to contact you?
You can contact our office at 3542, or you can contact us through Facebook. Both of them are easy way to access us.
Okay. So just know if you're going to be, maybe you're going to have company that you'd like to take them outside, and or maybe it's just your family, whatever. Be sure to kind of plan ahead a little bit to, so that they can contact you and you can have things ready.
Oh, absolutely. And we always tell people that if we don't have something and you're looking for it, you got to let us know so that we can go after it.
And you've been, I think, the whole Parks and Rec system's been really good about the thing, adding things as people say they want. I go back to, and you could list a whole bunch, but the first thing that comes to mind is the dog park. Who would have thought Atlantic would have a dog park?
And it is highly utilized throughout the year. Even in the wintertime, you will see people out there with their dogs.
That's wonderful. Yeah. So just ask and see what happens next. You mentioned the February date and things going on that they can borrow equipment for. What are some plans even beyond February or other things people might do?
So we do are trying to do a snow sculpture contest again this year. And so whenever we get snow, we'll put something out to kind of specify dates. We obviously can't lock that down until Mother Nature helps us out. But then, I mean, moving forward, we're looking to try and add in a few more programs. We did over 20 programs this past summer, or past year, I should say. We're looking to add a few more in, try and enhance some of ours. The big one was the block party, was what we called it last year, but we're looking to try and change that name just a little bit, you know, summer kickoff or something along the lines of that. But we're looking to add more activities throughout the day, but then maybe end the night with a band and have kind of a live music on the historic band shell there in Sunnyside.
Yeah, that's, again, all kinds of facilities there. And saying that, and now this isn't the season for it, but you have that court out there for another ball game.
We have pickleball.
Yes.
The one that is highly you know, exciting for people to take advantage of, and it's growing extremely fast. Yes, we do. We do have four courts on the that we've added to the tennis courts, so that we can utilize that surface. We also do have a net that people can use that's already out there, so that way if it's on the weekend and they want to play pickleball, it's all right there for them, ready to go.
Now, something else you've been involved with is I check on progress, and that's collecting all those plastic bags. How's that going?
We are buried in plastic bags, which is okay. We have two organizations right now that are finishing up getting some free benches, and we've expanded out. So Griswold is one of the organizations, so we're starting to branch out throughout Cass County, which I think is very huge for that program. And then we have several organizations that are waiting in the wings to get their hands on it and continue to pump out those benches. If they haven't seen one, there's one at Cedar Park right now, and it is a very comfortable and a well-put-together bench made from plastic bags recycled right here in Atlantic.
Sort of hard to imagine if you don't know about those plastic kinds of things, because, there's some good products. And I'm glad to hear you say, you know, this isn't your total responsibility, even though you're keeping a lot of the bags. It's going to take another organization to make that happen.
There are so many organizations that have stepped up to help us because, you know, we can only apply every 6 months, so we're looking for others to take that on. And they do a great job. The ones that, you know, come in and do it, they deliver their bags themselves. So we just kind of are the central collection place for them. But they definitely help us out so that we can continue to offer this program.
You know, you brought somebody with you today, and he said he didn't want to talk, but you might talk a little bit about him, and that's your new assistant?
Yes, Jeff Christensen just got hired as our assistant Parks and Rec director, and has already done a phenomenal job hitting the ground running, coming in with some great ideas, helping us to kind of be a little bit more efficient within our department so we can continue to offer as many programs and offer as many amenities as we currently do, as well as looking at ways that we can add to our list of, you know, we have over 30 different recreational items that people can check out free of charge. And, you know, he's already come up with some ideas of things that we can add to that, as well as, you know, adding, like I said, more programs. It's exciting for me to see the things that we can do because we have great help to help us out with that.
And, you know, sometimes, Bryant, we forget you have these events planned. That takes lots of work, but there's always the maintenance, too. And we got to remember that goes on all year long. So we want to thank you and welcome to Jeff. And we'll be talking again, I'm sure. Until next time, this is a thought from Charlie Brown that might help you think about what you should be doing. Sometimes I lie awake at night and ask, what can I do to keep my life from going by so fast? Then a voice comes to me that says, try slowing down at the corners.